You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You know what it is. Big Voice Man gave you a little bit of an idea. We're at the Houston Methodist Training Center for yet another practice out here at Training Camp 2025 for the Houston Texans. That's the OG John Lopez. I'm Reginald Attitude, Figgy Fig, making it sound good back at the studio. We are in the midst of practice, and we're already seeing some fun stuff happening. Always get involved with the program by texting in 713-572-4610. Also, you can get at us on the Mokarem Injury Lawyer live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. There's some fun things happening in baseball as we are just over, like, what are we, 30 hours away from the trade deadline, thereabouts. There's some fun rumors that are coming out here for the Astros after they get a win last night. All those things we'll talk about, but we're looking at some football, so let's get some passing thoughts.
Who's having fun, man? How about some passing thoughts?
Story, OG.
All right, let's not bury the lead here. We got a lot of passing thoughts. I said who's having fun because this is a very fun day. Crowd is here again. 11-on-11 right in front of us, coming out of the back end zone, which would be the north end zone. I sounded like Mark Vandermeer right there, didn't I? That is definitely the north. Trust me on that. I'm a fisherman. That is definitely the north end zone. Anyway, here's the first passing thought. Let's not bury the lead. Defense is kind of taking it personally today, man. They're kind of taking it personally that the offense has had a couple of decent days in a row. Big-time plays. Who just had that interception?
Jalen Reed, 34, the safety. Nice for him to get a little bit of love as one of the rookies in the defensive backfield, because I thought J-Rock was going to take all the shine. Jalen Smith had been doing a lot of stuff. I think that might have gone as a pick six. I kind of lost it in the corner. But, I mean, he got it to the point where the entire defense was starting to create a caravan going the other way.
Yeah.
So I think the defense is taking it personal, but they should, because it feels like the offense is starting to air it out more offensively today compared to where they had been previously, as you get another PBU right in front of us, this time by Russ Yeast, another safety.
Yeah, he's the one that I said he's not just playing for here. He's playing for football.
Correct.
Yesterday. Definitely a big time so far. We got plenty to go, and we'll keep you up to date. Defensive day so far, but here's the play, and it happened just as we were sitting down, and you and I both kind of raised the eyebrows a little bit. This is the play that was so intriguing to me. Nico is still Nico. Nico is still Nico. They were airing it out, as you said, down the left sideline, and he had at least a step and a half, maybe two steps on the DB. But you know what? Kamari is still Kamari. Kamari Lassiter closed the gap and got the interception.
That was a Kalen Bullock interception.
I mean, Kalen Bullock. I said Kamari. I meant Kalen Bullock. He was number two in your program.
Which he has been, like, you can
he's
see.
He's been amazing.
You can see the kind of shift in him.
Yeah.
And shift feels weird, as if he's moving from bad to good. He's already been good. We saw a little bit of a shift through the last season. Early on in the season, you could very much see a guy who was a rookie and trying to find the speed of the game. When he found the speed of the game, we know this. We could look at the stat sheet and see the interceptions. He was that guy that was played the football. Obviously, you saw the kind of the ball hawk nature of him. Somehow, it feels like it's turned up. Are you seeing getting that sense as well?
I said it yesterday. I've said it a couple of times during camp. Kalen Bullock is just taking it to another level. He did right there. And here's the one downside to that issue. The one downside to that issue, it was vastly an underthrown ball by C.J. Stroud on that interception by Bullock. We'll keep you updated on everything going on the field right now. But here's another thing. Let's just put it where it is. The defense is just kicking their ass right now. I mean, it could change, but it's absolutely kicking their butts on the run game. And that's another passing thought. I don't know what we're going to know about the run game. I don't know what we're going to find out about the run game. They have not had a lot of success today, and they just recently, just right there, the last play has been, you know, it was a tackle for loss. Obviously, it was number 56 in your program, Jamal Hill, who made the tackle in the backfield. The run game is having some issues. Another couple of passing thoughts. I guess we got to mention what's happening right here in front of us. We're not going to say anything because we don't know anything, but players are on a knee, and it seems as if a cart has been taken out to the middle of the field. We will keep you up to date on what we learn from that as soon as we do. All right, another couple of passing thoughts right here. Let's lighten it up a little bit.
And we have a little bit of a better – before we lighten it up, yeah. We have a little bit of some folks that have a better angle than we have at this moment. It looks like it's the rookie defensive tackle, Keontae Hamilton.
Okay.
He's had a few splashes mm-hmm. early on in camp. Like, I wouldn't say that he's been, you know, everywhere by any means, but he's yeah. had a few splashes, so this is absolutely sad to see. It's always sad to see, obviously, but for Keontae, seventh-round pick, you were hoping to, you know, obviously, keep a clean bill of health and an opportunity to, you know, shine a little bit.
Reportedly is what we need to
I appreciate that.
To add there that it is him. What is the NFL Network doing over here, man?
Giving us a slightly less good angle.
Not bad. I thought it would be worse.
That is true.
I thought it would be worse. But
to answer your question, big dogging us. That's what's happening, man.
Yeah,
look, Sports Radio 610 is you know, the home of the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. NFL Network is the home
of
the NFL. That's right. They're gonna big dog us a little bit. But you know what? I think we are, you know, the Southern hospitality, the Houstonian hospitality.
If they asked nicely, I would have let them.
I have a feeling that they didn't ask you.
But ESPN Zone, the NFL Network.
Are you reporting that? Is that what's happening there?
Is here. How about the new there's a new slogan that Texans fans need to get used to. Every staff member, every coach on the field, including from the hierarchy of Cal and Hannah on down, is wearing a new shirt. It says, "Not iron sharpens iron."
It doesn't say not iron sharpens iron. That'd be very counterintuitive to the thought processes.
It doesn't say iron sharpens iron. It doesn't say swarm. It says collective belief with the skyline of Houston behind it. It's over on the front of the shirt. So collective belief, is that one we're going to have to learn now?
I think I'll leave that to if we get D'Amico preaching that in the and more importantly, if we get players saying it on the podium, I think then we'll hit that space. I do understand and appreciate every campaign, right, mm-hmm. has its slogan, has the messaging that it needs to rally their guys behind it, right? And this is another campaign, the 2025 campaign. And so I would understand why you have that as a perspective, because you need a level of oneness to get you in line to be, you know, to have the level of success that they're hoping to have. It's yeah. not just another, you know, AFC South championship. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And of course, that is a goal, but it's not the ultimate goal. And you're going to need a level of belief that you can reach the heights. I think it's fair the people that might not have belief in this team to go and beat the likes of Baltimore and Buffalo and Kansas City. But them on the field and everybody that's, you know, within this apparatus, they need to have a belief that's collective.
Just to keep you up to date, they are taking the player off about two. Players are gathering together. I'm sure they're regrouping, saying we've still got to get our work done, and their thoughts as ours are with the players. So we will keep you up to date on that. Texans about to get back at it with their 11-11 or whatever the next drill might be. Here's a passing thought I had during what they call ROA / Indy, which is basically a fancy way to say run on air and individuals.
Oh, that's what ROA stands for.
Yeah, run on air.
I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah, ROA. / Indy, they put on the scoreboard. It's run on individuals run on air and individuals.
Player gave us a thumbs up on the way off.
Baby.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. There's always a late round pick that somehow, some way, maybe not immediately, maybe not even by the end of the season or toward the end of the season, but eventually makes a splash. You noticed Luke Lachey, right? You've noticed him.
I've noticed him a few times, for sure.
He seems to, again, take it for what it's worth, you know, getting into the reps with the first and second team. He has made a couple with the first team. Now, it might just be somebody needed a break or whatever. I'm not saying anything along those lines. But he's getting really good looks. Luke Lachey, the tight end, and it goes back to what we talked about yesterday. This is going to be a very – I'm very, very encouraged by – I think there are going to be multiple tight ends on the field multiple times.
I think you're right in the idea that there will be multiple tight ends. As much as I have enjoyed some of the things I've seen from Luke Lachey, I think I like his movement. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more fluid than I had anticipated coming in. Maybe that's more of a me thing and my anticipations than it is about Luke. And I think I've liked what I've seen from him. I think, though, you go back to D'Amico Ryans when he starts talking about tight ends, talking about only three, Dalton, Cade, and Brevin.
Right.
And I think that Luke is in a place where maybe in a future perspective.
Right. But he's getting a good look.
Right.
I think they like what they're looking at.
I think they like just looking at all of these guys. You mentioned it yesterday. I thought it was an apt kind of thing to bring up, is just the notion that all of these guys are getting rotated in, including a guy who is ostensibly who is a fullback. Jakob Johnson is, again, being utilized fully like a tight end, and I'm very intrigued as to what that ultimately portends for this offense.
Yeah.
But I think also that might mean you're not going four deep at tight end this year.
Yes, one of the reasons that we love being out here and being able to share our thoughts and passing thoughts with you is something that just happened on the field. You may have heard the crowd with a little bit of a roar. I believe that was Dalton Schultz with
that
a little catch.
That absolutely was Dalton Schultz.
That was a sack all the way. That was 100% would have been a sack. They all, two guys, I didn't see who they were, held up on C.J. Stroud. So don't read too much into that little roar you heard. It was just finishing the play after what would have been.
What do you mean, don't read too much? That was a ball that was a little bit, it might have been just on the outer reaches of Dalton Schultz's catch radius.
Mm-hmm.
He manages to tip it and catch it and bring it in himself. That's a relationship that I think needs to, you know, show even more fruitfulness this year.
Yeah.
And so it's good to see, even though he was sacked, opportunity to get some work in.
Yeah,
the ball out there, and Dalton Schultz making good and making CJ better in that instance, which I think is something that we have clamored for from Dalton, is, hey, you're the pass-catching tight end. Make your quarterback better by catching the football, and he just did that.
That's fair, but in a game, he would have had to complete that pass from his back. all right, so.
Who's the Debbie Downer now, huh? You hear that?
We're going to get into this a little bit. C.J. Stroud getting a lot of reps. I've been wanting to see that. I want to see more of it as they try to, you know, iron out these kinks that we are seeing again today. Not so sure that wouldn't have been another sack right there.
Oh, I am sure.
He
didn't even throw the football. Yeah, no, that absolutely would have been. And it looked like our guy Lakin, the Jamaican, was the guy who got beat on the offensive line there.
Okay. I'm sensing more push-ups for the offensive line today.
If they're not careful. But bicep's about to be bicepping here in a second.
And here's one that I really want to kick around with you, because you've mentioned this once or twice. And so they had the individual punt return drills, you know, off the jugs machine with Frank Ross there. They only had two guys back. On individual punt return. Those two people were Braxton Berrios and Jalen Noll. So there's a couple of things there that we need to kind of monitor and pay attention to. Number one, Jalen Noll. I think they really want him to be a return man. Number two, Braxton Berrios is smack in the thick of things right here. And Berrios, as it pertains to the number of wide receivers you keep, this is what you've talked about, the lineup, so to speak, in the wide receiver room. Berrios could kind of be a fly in the ointment here, huh?
In some ways, but I do wonder if they go with the Steven Sims school of thought where one of those wide receiver spaces is simply just kind of, we view him as punt returner. Yeah, I mean, I think Berrios can give you routes as an offensive player, don't get me wrong, in a way that it felt like Steven Sims was not at least believed to in this organization. But you could go from a place where you don't even hold that position against the rest of the wide receivers. You go, hey, Braxton Berrios is so far and away ahead of what you've got going for your punt returners and your kick returners that he holds that spot as a returner, and whatever we can get offensively is additional. But it is nice to know that Jalen Noll is in a space where they feel comfortable, where he is starting to slide in there as primary backup return, at least in my estimation. I'm not saying that that's what they've said, but as the primary backup for returning, that's going to be good because, again, that's going to be, I think, where he has the easiest chance of having value in year one.
Yes, you're absolutely right, but it is something to monitor. Arthur Mollett. Out on the field, but in a red jersey.
Yep, just like yesterday. Yeah, non-contact.
Yeah. Arthur Mollett, at least he's getting some reps. He was doing all the drills, all the ROA and Indy.
How long before that feels like a thing that you aren't happy about there? Because he feels like, especially with Jimmy Ward not available or not out here actively getting work with his legal situations, he feels like he is the heir apparent to that second, to that backup role behind Jalen Petrie, which, as we know, in this defense is very, very important.
Brother.
I got a brother. You hear that, Figgy? I got a brother out of Lopez.
Brother. If this was it Rocky II? Throw in the damn towel. I mean, the defense just got another interception.
That was Henry. We'll talk to him a little later today.
And we talked to, and as we were talking, there was another sack. It ended up being a scramble out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, earlier, was that the one with CJ? That one, I actually don't blame on the offensive line. That was a coverage sack. Actually, it wasn't a sack. CJ actually escapes to his left side, picks up a few yards with his feet. That one was more of a coverage situation. So,
nevertheless, really good pressure. And had to scramble out of the pocket.
But I think I didn't actually count in that instance, but if I had counted, I think that would have been to the place where I go, all right, offensive line, I'm not holding that one against you.
Yeah, maybe
now,
not.
Of course, like we talked to Lakin yesterday, they hold themselves to a high count, so that might add to the push-up count. We'll let Cole Popovich tell it, so we'll see how that ultimately plays out.
It's either impressive. how would you describe today? It's either really, really impressive, they took it personal, or it's such a bad whooping right now. The offense can't do anything.
Now, you know me. I'm going to find a way to be in the middle of all this. I think it's a little bit of both. So I do think it is a level of impressive from the defense. We know that they are going and they're attacking the football. They're attacking the notion of being a takeaway defense, and we're seeing that. It's also worth noting this is an offense that's now opening up and they're putting the ball downfield a little bit more than they had previously in camp. That's going to expose you to more pressure. However, that also means that the offensive line, hey, these are your challenges. Because if you want to attack downfield, like we know CJ has the capability to, and we know he itches to at times. I don't know how much this offense is geared towards that, but you want to be able to attack downfield. You want to create explosives, especially being able to go over the top, because that changes the way defenses have to affect you. You need to be able to hold up. They have done, I don't know if I had to put a letter grade on it, they've done about a C grade job of protecting him when they're going downfield. Again, a tougher thing to ask than when you're getting into quick game or you're going quick outs or things of that nature. But, see, I think I have a C here for the way that they're protecting right now.
I have a much lower grade than
that. Okay, all right.
It's a D, D minus. The offense can't do anything. And here's the last passing thought.
I wouldn't say that. They're getting the ball downfield. Now, of course, there's some interceptions. There's some interceptions, which I think are more about the way that the defense is jumping. And honestly, some questions that we have about CJ, which I think we'll get to. But one of those, I mean, there's a great ball down the sideline. Jaden Higgins I feel like he didn't know how to adjust to that football. And that's another thing that we're going to have to see. How is Jaden Higgins' relationship with CJ coming along? Because it seems like he's been placed pretty easily and handily in that spot as the guy who's going to be opposite Nico Collins.
No, it's early. It's training camp. Long way to go. A lot of improvement to be made. But I couldn't disagree more. I
mean,
this is an ass whipping. Right now. This is an ass whipping right
Somebody
now.
Somebody said, Reggie, don't give them excuses.
but again, let me qualify it because I've been pretty positive about everything I've seen out here, especially the last couple of days from the offense. But I got to tell you what I'm looking at, man. I mean, this is an ass whipping, and that leads to my final passing thought. The best part of the defense so far today for me, depth. A lot of these plays are being made you know, by I mentioned Hill earlier, you know, with the TFL.
Jalen Reed with the interception.
Jalen Reed with an interception. Another pass breakup just right now, but, you know, with depth, you know, on the field. So that's the great thing about this is the defense is not only really, really good and dominating today, but the depth is there as well.
Agreed. That was the one thing that I harped about all offseason is, all right, what does the depth look like? Mm-hmm. The depth is showing up. So, again, I give them their credit. I don't think you're wrong in saying that the defense has clearly won today. I just feel like I want to add some context to what's happening offensive mm-hmm. line. If you want to say that I'm giving them excuses, that is fine. But I also want it noted on my own ledger. Wasn't yesterday the day that I was saying I'm still not sold on what's happening with this offensive line?
You sure were.
But I just want to be as contextual as I possibly can as we're giving you our passing thoughts here, Houston Texans training camp. We're in team two mm-hmm. out here. So I think we're going to get some more opportunities to see a little bit more of what this offense and defense has as they're going up against each other. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. One of the beauties of Sports Radio 610, we've got a lot of different personalities on this station. They have a lot of different viewpoints, literally and figuratively. And so the quarterback on our station, Clint Sterner, had an interesting thought about CJ Stroud. They got the people going yesterday. And so I want to kind of get your thoughts on it. Are you at all concerned about the rep count and the rep share that we're getting at quarterback? Because Clint yesterday had a comment on it, and I kind of want to see if we talk about it. Let's do that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.